This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A commission composed of representatives of all sectors of Haitian civil society plans to meet Saturday, saying they want to begin the process of naming a new president. Organizers say the group plans to meet with 10 Haitian senators whose terms have not expired. Haiti's parliament is currently out of session because the terms of most of its members ended before elections could be held to re-elect or replace them. Haiti is facing a power vacuum following the July 7th assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Several politicians have claimed the right to lead the country, including acting Prime Minister Claude Joseph and Prime Minister-designate Ariel Henry. Joseph assumed power after the death of Moïse. However, as an acting prime minister, he was only in the position temporarily and was set to be replaced by Henri the week of the assassination. That transition did not take place because of Moise's death. In addition, Haiti's Senate has nominated Senate President Joseph Lambert to be interim president. A U.S. delegation that traveled to Haiti earlier this week met with all three politicians claiming the right to lead Haiti. Haiti's parliament has been out of session since January 2020. That's when the terms of most of the legislature expired. Elections have not been held due to mass protests, the coronavirus pandemic, and uncontrolled violence. U.S. officials say the number of migrant families they encountered at the border in June increased by 25% from the previous month, even as summer temperatures rise in the deserts and mountain terrain of the southwestern borderlands. Overall, officials say they saw 5% more encounters with migrants trying to cross the border in June compared with May, and they attribute that increase to repeated attempts. VOA News.